Mark Cuban was right. Trump doesn't surround himself with strong, intelligent women. Why is it that the political side that screams how liberals are soft and weak and snowflakes and safe spaces are ruining the world? Why are they the ones saying this? Why are they clutching their pearls over this comment? It is so bizarre to me. Isn't it the right that likes to say facts over feelings? And isn't it the right that freaked out over the Barbie movie last summer for being too girl power and feminist? But now somehow we have to say that all women are strong and intelligent? Yeah, Trump actually posted that on True Social. All women are strong and intelligent. If you closed your eyes and someone read it to you, you'd think it was a Hillary Clinton Twitter post. Flashback here, isn't it Trump that called opposing candidate Carly Fiorina ugly back in 2015? And didn't he say Rosie O'Donnell was a fat pig? And didn't he say he could grab women by the pussy? This dude insults women like it's a varsity sport, and it's cool to his supporters. But Mark Cuban makes the obvious and truthful observation that Trump is surrounded by weak, low IQ women, and everyone is getting their panties in a knot? And furthermore, isn't it the right that's pushing trad wives and submission and traditional roles and women shouldn't vote type of BS? Shouldn't they, on a very deep misogynistic base level, think a lot of women aren't strong enough and intelligent? Isn't it the right that says that men and women aren't the same and that women can't handle anything and they're emotional and they're weak and that a woman can't be president because she's not as strong or smart as a man? Isn't that their load of crap? Just seems like a double dose of hypocrisy, at least coming from that crowd. And one more point of hypocrisy I'd like to make here. I thought statements like, all women are strong and intelligent, was seen as new age woke bullshit. Like, hello? They're not all strong, and they're not all intelligent. And that's okay. Not all people can be all things. I've known very weak women and very stupid women. And I've known women that are very stupid and very weak. When you say all women are strong and intelligent, you sound like a cliché tagline from a woke rally or some politician's cheesy soundbite. Not all men are strong and intelligent either. J.D. Vance, anyone? Just look at the male clowns Trump surrounds himself with. And on a deeper level, if you say all women are strong and intelligent, then it takes away from the inherent compliment to call a woman strong and intelligent. If everyone can do it, it's not so special. But let's get back to this woman thing. Let's do a drive-by of the women that Trump does surround himself with. There's Ivanka, his daughter, a nepo baby who has never left her daddy's shadow. Melania, his gold digger wife who plays with his money all day long but can't be bothered to be first lady for 2 seconds. There's Tiffany Trump, his other daughter, another nepo baby who married her own billionaire. There's Laura Trump, nepo baby by marriage, who was essentially anointed into the RNC leadership position because Trump is her father-in-law. Then there's the women he surrounds himself in politics in a professional way, if you want to call them that. Take, for instance, Lauren Boebert. She would make a hooker at the Dollar Tree look classy. This broad is jerking off men in movie theaters while telling Americans they should have to take a biblical literacy test. Those are true facts. Look it up. There's Marjorie Taylor Greene, who could blend into the cast of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest flawlessly. She's the one who rambles about Jewish space lasers. Remember that? Oh, and there's Laura Loomer. What can be said about her that Milo hasn't already extolled all over Twitter? There's Kimberly Guilfoyle, a Botox bimbo wannabe nepo baby by marriage. Trump even had a Satanist nude selfie-sharing atheist, Amber Rose, speak at his convention. But I'll stop right there. You get the picture. Trump doesn't surround himself with strong and intelligent women. They are adulating women, they are fake women, they are rubber dolls, and they are ass kissers. But that's it. Cuban wasn't talking about MAGA voters. Take the car key out of your ear and listen to what he was saying. He wasn't talking about all women. He was talking about the women that Trump surrounds himself on a day-to-day basis in a professional way, in a way that he'll be running the country. I'd think Cuban would know something about strong and intelligent women. He stars on Shark Tank alongside Barbara Corcoran and Lori Griner. If they can figure out how to make millions of dollars off of a scrub daddy and go toe-to-toe with Trump in real estate dealings, I figure they're strong and intelligent enough. And let's not forget that all those right-wing idiots that started posting pictures of Trump's women and saying how elegant and beautiful they are. Hey, moron, Cuba never said anything about their appearance. That's what you think about all the time because you're shallow. And when Joy Behar freaked out on Cuban and said, what about Stormy Daniels? Hello, are you comparing Kamala with Stormy Daniels? A porn hooker who had sex with Trump for free and then cashed in on an NDA later? Is Behar saying they're the same? I think there'd be a little bit more of a difference between a porn hooker and the vice president, but that's just me. Imagine if a conservative had compared the two. The View would have freaked out on that as well. Or were they saying that Stormy was one of those strong, intelligent women that Trump was surrounding himself with to try to prove Cuban wrong? Was that actually a compliment for Trump? I don't know. My brain's starting to explode here. I'm trying to rationalize the View. Who knows what those broads were trying to say? They are a prime example of the not very intelligent and not very strong women that Cuban was referring to. So back to the thesis statement. Trump doesn't surround himself with strong and intelligent women. And that's okay. I'm not voting for or against him for that. I consider myself a feminist, but as long as you do what I want in the White House, I don't care if you have a legion of whores. Just do me a favor and keep them more hidden than Trump does and don't appoint them to anything important. I'm not casting my ballot for who will be my husband. I'm casting my ballot for who will be president. If smart and strong men are around him, or women, who even cares? Sure, if someone discriminates against women, it's not fun. But I'd still rather not work for someone who hates women than be pressured into hiring me. And I got news for you. Most politicians and the goons that work for them, who circulate around that swamp, are misogynistic pigs. Probably won't change for some time. That's just the way it is. If Trump builds a wall, kicks out illegal immigrants, lowers gas prices, brings out inflation, keeps us out of more wars, then baby, he can grab me by the pussy every day. Thanks for listening to Broad Thinking. Be sure to tune in next week for an all-new episode. And don't forget to tune in to Ladies Love Politics on YouTube for election night coverage. In the meantime, if you're looking to enlighten yourself with some controversial topics, check out my interview with Celeste Solemn, who talks about how the global elite are planning to kill you. Or check out my interview with Dustin Nemos, who talks about how Trump is the Antichrist and how Trump staged his assassination attempt. Those interviews are so controversial, you'll only find them on BitChute, Rumble, and Brighteon.